That's really not something to worry about right now.
Yeah. He is? Okay. Oh, are you not coming in? If he comes in, it's going to be by force.
Because that's what you have to be. You have to be a poised guy, whether you're an offensive lineman and you can't hear the snap count, and you know they're yelling at you when you're sitting on the bench that you know, you might not look as lean as you should or whatever.
Alfredo,
how are you?
Hey, hello,
me too.
Come on in.
How are you?
Good, good. Do you have the documents
yeah,
with you?
Yeah, I have it. I have a friend over there. I just want to see that you have it. Things so we can.
Absolutely. Do you have a friend right out here?
Yeah, no, he's in the car.
Okay, I just want to talk to you, though.
No. He's not going to come in. I just
okay. All right, let me grab it. I'll show you. You're a smart man. I don't blame you one bit.
You know Brad a long time?
Yeah, I've done some work on and off with the firm. He's not my my only client.
Yeah, this is a very, very sensitive and crucial information that I wouldn't get otherwise.
He has like 5 seconds. So here, we unwrap it. I'll let you count it when we're all done.
Okay. So I just want to see it.
But yeah, that's all. There's thousands, thousands. Over here's fives. This next one's fives. I'm sure the rappers. Those are fives. And it goes underneath. There's another one. Tens. Okay. Give me 1 second. Let me put this back before we talk.
Brandon Spikes incident. There was some talk that Urban Meyer was saying Tim Tebow wasn't perhaps playing up to his potential, and there was even there was some discourse in the locker room.
Because I'm not going to call this Brad again. I highlight in this book that I have access crucial information. I put it in my handwriting. So, but of course, it's not my name, nothing there. But this is to help Brad. So you need to point these things to him. And also I compiled a list of the people and list of the girls in families that were going when I was household manager. Okay? But what I took my time to organize this with stickers and IC dates. Now this book was Jeff Gibson properties. But it, of course I'm the manager, I have all the cars, they have to have all his planes they were supposed to have it. So I'm not stealing anything. That was my tool of the trade. So this is the information that I'm giving to him, but you have to point out to Brad. I went out of my way to point it out who is who. Beyond that, I don't want to them to call me, you know. I want you to remember this, if you want to write it down. This lady lawyer who was on my left next to Brad, she asked me if I know who was the computer with. We used to have Citrix, all these properties all over the world. He used to be the only one having access to his computer. Probably before the FBI went to his house, they took his hard drives, I don't know. But if you contact and they subpoena this guy, he has all the information.
Do me a favor, go get the documents.
Yeah.
bring him in here. We're going to lay him out on the table. We're going to look at everything.
Okay.
I've got questions from Brad I need to ask you.
Okay.
That way you don't ever have to worry about meeting Brad again. I have to talk to Brad again.
All right.
You know, we'll get that squared away.
Good.
Okay?
All right.
This is what you said?
Yeah, they make this here. I get through the process. And then I did want to detect the Ricardo, and he said he doesn't have it. But he probably, I don't know where it is. But anyway, here is all the things. Let me just highlight this for you. Brad is more interested in this massage Florida. All the phone numbers of the girls. And when I have the subpoena, they have my writing. They went to the garbage to find these records. Some of these girls, of course, they asked me, do you know? I said, no, or yes, but here is the evidence of the names, last names, area codes, okay?
Who created this book?
Epstein himself.
This book was made by Epstein?
All his Mercedes, all his planes, they were supposed to have this. He made all of these disappear.
So he had a copy of these for everywhere he was.
Of course he said, I don't have it. No. Now, can I show you something?
Absolutely.
This is it. I got something here for you, but I'm going to explain what is that. If you go one by one, for instance, Jean-Luc, he used to own the carrying model agencies all over the world. He used the scout to bring in young girls to Epstein. That's what he did. He said, carrying model is bullshit.
How do you know that?
Because he called me. I said, Alfredo, I have two females for him. Personally, I would pick him up in the airport.
So you would pick up the girls?
With him, yes.
Okay.
All the time. Okay, now.
And you knew he was having sex with these girls?
No, he was not involved. He would leave these girls. He would, after he would operate a plane, he would back to Paris.
No, I'm talking about Epstein.
Yeah.
You knew Epstein was having sex with these girls that this guy, Jim,
said? I didn't see them, but of course, you are an adult. I have two girls, all the Luella and the garden we saw, and we looked the other way because once, after he leaves the house, we will find condoms and very great. But I went through these 2 hours of testimony, you know.
Okay.
But this is the people that I couldn't say in front of the camera. I know because I have these documents at home. Because this is the agreement that I have with Brad. He doesn't know this. He cannot tell anybody that. Whoever gave you this, I don't know.
Well, where exactly did you find that?
This was in my desk. I have let me explain. Epstein owned a house all over the world, Palm Beach, Paris, New York, Solo Ranch in New Mexico, the islands, okay? He provides for my house. My kitchen is three times bigger than this. And I have a desk there with this and other books that I have information. But this was supposed to go. I have to call the pilot. I have it there, and also my computer, but just in case of power failure, he was very organized. So I was supposed to have been this on every plane and everything. So,
how did you keep that from getting destroyed?
Because, okay, good question. One day I took the Suburban. There were two Suburbans, identical for the staff. One had OnStar, the other one didn't have it or something. And Epstein said, "Oh, Alfredo, you took the one I like," and he used the excuse because he probably knew that I was getting. I knew a lot of things, so he let me go. He paid me 3 months after that, no problem, good recommendation, whatever it is. But he knew already that I didn't have a clue. Actually, you know, he was an investigator. He didn't investigate. Proof of that is that when they show me in the when I was subpoenaed with Brad, they show a statement, bank statements with my signature because gave me $30,000. Go to Colonial Bank, here's the cash. My signature, they retrieve those from the bank and also the notes from the phone,
mm-hmm.
from the garbage. The FBI was already telling him. I didn't know that.
The FBI was telling who?
The FBI was already involved with this. After the Palm Beach Police Department said we couldn't find anything about Esme. Of course, Palm Beach was bought out or something. The FBI got involved because these girls, they came from out of state, from out of the country. So FBI got involved. So I saw them both. Palm Beach Police Department, they asked me to subpoena, and I say, "How did you work?" "Yes, but they don't have nothing of this."
Now, you were interviewed by the FBI?
Yeah.
And so I remember you telling me that on the phone. How come you didn't tell them about that
phone? No, because they didn't ask me. Do you have any phone numbers? I don't have it.
So you lied to them, essentially.
Because my wife told me this. Look at this. Why don't you say to Brad, we right now, let me explain this. We were just about to lose the house in Miami. And I said to Brad, "Listen, help me," and I provided with the keys. "What can you provide me? I have it. Do you have these numbers?" "Yes, I do. Yes, I do. But help me out, and this is what we can do."
The only reason I'm asking these questions, and it's not because I'm curious by any means, it's I have to verify that that's a lot of money in there. And that the money that I'm giving you, that this stuff is real. And that you didn't just go into a phone book and make up a bunch of names.
No,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. No,
not that I don't trust you,
no.
But my job is to vet out any sort of...
Well, this... you want to call some numbers? I don't know.
No, I don't need
okay,
to call.
Okay, but anyway, let me go on and you will see how deep is this, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have Jean-Luc Brunel. So here I have another thing. Her Highness... Her Duchess of York, personal friend of Epstein,
mm-hmm.
all the time. Is Jeff in the house? I don't think he was involved, but look who called to the house. It's in the papers that he, with
right.
the signature.
Okay?
All right. You will see a lot of important people here, but let me just show you the secretary of Epstein. Her address in New York, emails, all of this they asked me, "Do you know Sarah Palin's email?" And I remember, but it was missing. Okay. Ghislaine Maxwell was his former companion, a very powerful lady from England. She would go to the former Eastern countries in Europe and find girls for Epstein. And I knew that because I went with my wife. They used to have a computer so powerful, Paul, they used to have a water radiator to cool the computer because they used to download pictures like that so fast, girls. She has nice breasts, she has this and that.
You saw that stuff?
Yeah.
On the computer,
yeah.
The pictures of the girls?
Mm-hmm.
Were they naked and stuff like that?
Yeah, I testified that.
You testified
yeah,
that already?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and Brad knows about it. But I couldn't prove that. That's why they need the guy that fixed the Citrix systems. He lives in Ohio, I'm going to him. Okay, they asked me if I knew the guys who ran his state in Manhattan. I said, "I know it's Joseph and Florinda, I don't remember it here. Joseph and Florinda, real domestic managing couple for Ghislaine Maxwell." Okay, you can ask them, they're probably there, they're still there. They have a couple of Filipinos, okay. Massage, California. I didn't personally knew that this girl was coming from California. These are the numbers. Okay, and
those are, let me see, those are California numbers.
Yeah.
A lot of these are just
But of course. But this is, you have to think about this. This information is only for the for Epstein, his associates, very close associates.
Right.
You know?
So those are mostly underage girls. Those numbers.
They were very young. Let me. You gotta know this. You have to know this. My wife and I, we used to own a small coffee shop, mom and pop operation. And we wanted to buy the property because at that time they were asking $300,000 conversion. So I showed the papers to Mr. Epstein to help me. He said, Mr. Epstein, can you help me? You know anybody that can give me a mortgage? And he said, call this person. So I called this person, beautiful girl, 28 years old. And I said, is Jeffrey in town? Of course, she was very eager to see him. So he, in no time, he showed up in the mansion. I did, what am I gonna do, throwing it out? So I escorted through the outside of the house, and we sat in the courtyard, have a drink, and she security guard to run your record. Okay, so we met for 10, 15 minutes. I was escorting out, and he saw her. And she said, hey, let's say, I don't know, Courtney. Hi, Jeffrey. Boom, they hug, blah, 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 blah. Okay, bye, thank you, boom. She goes. To see her again, because after 22 years old and on, he doesn't want any girls. He's diseased. He is diseased. He's sick.
So you didn't like the fact that she was there because she was an adult.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Gotcha.
So all the girls, all we used to have in the refrigerator was ice cream for the girls, cereal and skim milk. Okay. And this was David the chef. Now of course. I was the boss, so I have to know these things.
Sure.
Okay? So, Massage Paris. Some of these, they were in the house in Palm Beach. Okay? But there's the lawyers, they want to see connections between these phone numbers and some of these girls that they're suing. Because if I, they would say, oh my God, they put one and two. Okay? Okay. Alberto Pinto is one of the most famous architects in the world. He designed his house in Paris. Called me all the time, all his numbers, very important people. Valson Cotrin, he was my colleague, house manager of the property in Paris. They asked me that question, the subpoena. I didn't have it. There it is. Okay? Let me go on. Sorry, I'm kind of nervous.
No, don't be nervous. We're going to take our time and go through this one thing at a time.
All right. Another thing Brad wants to know, massage in the island. Little St.
That's
James.
Private island?
Yeah, it's by Google, it's called Little St. James, but he renamed the island Little St. Jeff because of Jeffrey Epstein. Massage island. I don't know if any of these girls, they came.
It's got guys on there too, huh?
Yeah, but you know.
You like boys too, or just girls?
No, I never saw guys here, but probably in some other places, probably use male. Okay. Now, in Manhattan, when any of the employees, females or males, were supposed to stay for business, he owned a building, apartment building, empty, only for his models. There it is. The address, I put apartment for this, my address, okay?
For his models, you mean the girls that he...
And her friends, and the way he operated, young looking, so he would be the young looking, younger girls versus a 55 year old guy.
Gotcha.
So they used to stay in the other apartment. And entertainment in the best restaurants, a little, whatever, after his side, very expensive. Okay? Listen to me, Paul. She's the mother of the kid that everybody asked me, who is this kid? There is a girl in the second floor, she's showing a naked chick, and they say, I don't know. Because Epstein was the grandfather of grand how do you say, padrino? That's a,
grandfather?
No, no, no. His girlfriend. Miami, and you kept the Mercedes for the weekend. Very good, Mr. Harrison, thank you. So he took off. He takes off, and this we're all attracted by the earth. So I say, I opened the road for you, so we can 95 miles an hour from Palm Beach to Miami. That type of things, you know, that was normal. I mean, if but back then I would say to somebody, I'm doing this, I say, yeah, sure, you're a liar.
Right.
It was, I mean, fantastic things, only because the girls. So Ehud Barak, very important guy. Here's another one. Michelle Campos was a secretary that he was disgruntled because he was fired for some other reason. You can have her as a witness. She will testify very, very as I put fired.
What does she know about?
Oh, she knows everything. She's Leslie is okay. Epstein has a personal ally. Sarah used to be in bed and everything. But the secretary that knows everything, the big picture, is Leslie in New York. She's still, as far as I know, I called a year ago for a reference, for a job. Leslie was still employed by Mr. Epstein. Okay? So if you call her, she will say, well, you know. Leon Black used to call the house, the owner of Apollo Management. Big, a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alan Dershowitz. They asked me, do you know Mr. Dershowitz? Yes, he was in the house. What kind of, he drank wine. Where did he sit? By the pool, by the girl. Do you know our phone numbers? No. I know he said.
Who asked you this?
In court, in the deposition.
Oh, okay, the attorney asked you this.
Yeah.
Okay.
The lady, there was a lady, she asked me, she was very interesting about Dershowitz, and I said, I don't know, because that's that particular moment, I have to look for a reference to see. You know, so, but anyway, here it is. I have his car too. He was at the house several times. Epstein.
Do you ever see these people doing anything bad at the house?
No, they're so rich. Because let's say he used to go and take the sun, he has a glass of wine, the sun, and upstairs it was hunky punky. But he was, to be honest with you, I never seen him upset. All the things around the pool, they were naked or topless. Sometimes completely.
These naked. Young girls?
Yeah.
You saw that with your own.
And everybody knows the neighbors,
right.
You know. I'm gonna give you a number for Joe Piscopo. He's Joe
Piscopo?
No, it's not my lad, it's an actor, no. His name the neighbor. Again, the crazy naked girls. He's still employed at 356 at Brillo in Palm Beach. He can be a witness. I have it here. The girl who used to come to the house and clean the pool, she's Alfredo, I'm coming tomorrow. What happened? They're all naked, Alfredo, you know. So, everything is.
Yeah, so, commonplace.
Yeah, exactly. Now, again, in Palm Beach, he's not the only one doing this, but he was more than that.
Right.
Alan Dershowitz, Jeffrey Epstein, portables, all the phone numbers, his brother. Okay, Eric Ganny is the lawyer. He used to stay in my house, in the staff house. He was there for fixing problems, sometimes a girl and this and that. Anything that has to do with the law, Eric take care of that. And he came from Connecticut.
Do they know about him?
And nobody knows about this guy. Eric, that's what I put. Eric Ganning is a lawyer. He's very close to him. Wilton, Connecticut, okay? But he's.
What do you mean by he would take care of problems with the girls?
He will come, not necessarily, let's say one girl crashed a car, and they were trying to, so nobody gets involved, he flies in and he's
taking bullshit care. Like that,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. But he will do a lot of dirty work for him, and, okay, he's there. Okay. Models, he works with Jean-Luc, also recruiting. I put the arrows of the phone that I remember, and some are here. I know those numbers when they call to the house. Okay, so it's a good reference there. Okay. Senator George Mitchell. Okay, every day he's Epstein is Democrat, so he was asking for money all the time. Now this is a very important one. Leslie Wexner. He was Jeffrey Epstein's boss. He owns a limited, Victoria's Secret, big bucks.
Right.
Three times more than Epstein.
Wow.
And NA Properties in Ohio, I used to call for my insurance, New Albany, Ohio. They asked me about the thing, and I said, well, I didn't know. There it is. Address, phone numbers.
When you say they, you gotta clarify. Was this
the lawyer?
The lawyers,
other lawyers,
the FBI,
the FBI didn't know nothing. Nothing. The FBI just went through the files of Palm Beach Police Department, and they didn't subpoena me. We sit down in a coffee shop in Palm Beach, and we sit down there in a suit and tie, a gentleman and a lady, college graduates, super educated people. Unbelievable, they were. I couldn't, if they didn't tell you, they don't show you the ID, you cannot tell the FBI guys. Young guys, good looking.
Ooh.
So they asked me the same thing. How long did you work there? And I said, well, you're asking the same questions at police, but Palm Beach Police Department. And they said to me, well, now, Alfredo, this is in our hands because it's beyond state borders. You know, because
he was traveling.
Exactly. Because
right.
He bring her from Paris, from the island. That's, as a matter of fact, I used to go to the international terminal when they came from the island instead of the other jet aviation. So, here it is. Okay.
But you had this book.
All the time.
And the whole time?
I was supposed to have. Let's say I'm on the road. We'll be there in Palm Beach tomorrow. Can you call so-and-so? This was my Bible. You know, because
yeah,
I don't have the computer with me. Now,
how come they didn't take that away from you? When they were burning books.
One Sunday, when my last time I was there, Mrs. Maxwell just bought a new Mercedes. Alfredo, can you take me that Mercedes, brand new, by Turbo 65, can you take it to Miami, to the private aviation on Northwest 36? Yeah, no problem, man. Thank you, blah, blah, blah. They were trying to leave in good terms with me because
mm-hmm.
they said, you know, they don't want to
yeah.
talk too much. So I took a couple of these with me. You know, I said, There were so many, but they all, you know, Now here I go to the main thing. This is the guy, the computer guy that knows Citrix. He used to fly in Epstein's or private or the commercial and fix the computers. Okay, Tim Newcomb.
Is this the guy that erased the hard drives?
This is the guy.
Okay.
Okay. Nobody else was supposed to touch those computers. They have triple firewalls. And the phone company also have a special guy, I'm gonna tell you who it was. I mean, the phone company at that time was, it's not Bell, it's a small company. But he was very particular of nobody else. I used to have the people, and they were in the filling this page, the contractors who was allowed to step on Epstein's property. John Cassidy, AC, and so on, you know. If you hire somebody, I would be fired in 2 seconds.
So back to the computers, because talking about this
yeah.
guy, did you ever see anything on those computers? Anything, any
yeah,
images of girls? Or
exactly, I saw that.
You saw?
Remember I told you, there was, Ghislaine Maxwell had an office under the stairs next to the kitchen. There's the computer who was a radiator with water. First time in my life I saw that, to keep it cool, because they used to download pictures like this, just like that.
What kind of pictures?
Naked. Naked girls from Sweden, from Romania, from Czechoslovakia, from Brazil, from
all minors, all young girls?
Very young, very young.
Like when you say very young, how young are we talking 16, about?
17, the teenagers, they have braces, most of them.
Younger than that though?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And this guy from Citrix, he erased all those images?
I'm assuming.
You're
because,
assuming?
Yeah, because.
Were you there when he came and did it?
No, that was after my time.
Okay.
But this lady attorney asked me, do you know who's the guy fixing the computers? And I said, I don't remember his name. But this is it. It's labeled here. Okay?
Yeah.
So, get this, come on this. Watch it. My head spins every time I
have
it's going to take me a few minutes. What was that?
We were at Citrix was the last thing we
yeah,
were
exactly where Citrix. Okay, Eric Gammy. George Mitchell, okay, Citrix, okay. It's labeled right there. Okay, Doug Shuttle, the architect, he was in the house. He knew a lot of things about the house. He can be subpoena, and he was with me all the time. That's a simple guy, but you know.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Used to call to the house. She was friend with some very young friends. I don't know what's their role, but I just happened to, when I was looking through this book, and I said, wait a minute, I took messages from, I'm pretty sure she can be a very important. Of course, Donald Trump, I know that they subpoena him. Larry Vysotsky was chief pilot, super nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry it's between this, but he knew a lot of things. He would buy cars for Epstein. Sometimes in the absence of bring two Suburbans and one Mercedes, I'm gonna coast with a 727 inside the hangar, we're gonna put a red carpet, we should coordinate that type of thing. Super guy, he lives in Singer Island. Now I know that they subpoena him and they say we didn't know the ages and this and that, but okay, there it is. Abigail Wexner, Leslie Wexner's wife. Okay, all his numbers, all these numbers, they were, I'm pretty sure they are recorded in some way because he used to call almost every day, you know. Very powerful people, but here's in, I don't know, Colorado, London, Albany, Georgia. You know, this address is where they filmed Gone with the Wind.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he bought that mansion.
Hmm.
Yeah. Leslie Westman, the Limited Inc. This is in Columbus, right? I have my glasses. White House, this is the real White House in Pennsylvania Avenue. Okay. Jeffrey Epstein in New York. Okay, all his phone number. Okay. These persons, they used to call constantly. I don't know what they were in the inner circle, they doing dirty work for him. So I highlight those things for him, for Brad. Lynn Fontanilla and Jojo Fontanilla, another couple from the Philippines, they run the house for Epstein.
Okay.
Okay.
The one in New York?
Yeah, and it says here, AKA, also known as Rosalind and Luciano.
Okay.
Okay. Tom Sawyer, Pat, he fixed the phones. Nobody else. Telephones, Barbara's wife. Okay?
Gotcha.
Massage, United Kingdom. Again, this is a different house, but a different country, but I'm pretty sure some of these, they will find connections with the girls. Ghislaine Maxwell, phone numbers and address in London. Okay, Palm Beach, 140, and I have more here. All these girls, 60% of these phones are in the lawsuits right now. So it's very, if you show this in court, you know, I don't know if they're going
to hurt me. 60% are, so there's 40,
yeah.
You say 40% of those numbers are unknown to the police or to attorneys. Gotcha.
Okay. And all these numbers, one way, at least twice, they contact a real way. If you subpoena the records, you would put one on one. They call for, you know, plus my taking a signature of
sure.
The message. You say, well, you've been in the house. It's hard to deny that. Okay, this was my private phone number. Okay. That was my assistant. And this is the email that all the email used to get to this Palm Beach manager at earthlink.net.
Okay.
Michael and Sally, they were 8 people before me. There were a lot of people in and out because it requires a special kind of people to. Mike Pezzullo is the neighbor. He says, El Brillo neighbor. He knows a lot of things. He saw me on the street. We used to talk constantly. He used to come to the house. He flew to the island with Epstein one time to help over there. So, all right. Alan Stopek, landscape architect. He was in the house, but you know, again, critical witness. Jeffrey Epstein, Soro Ranch. This is in New Mexico. This is the biggest ranch in New Mexico. He was related to Bill Richards, governor of New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Massage, New Mexico.
Those are all girls from New Mexico
these
use?
Yeah, all of these.
Those are the girls' numbers, or these are girls' numbers?
No, all of these to here.
Okay.
This is Massage. Oh, yeah, there's more here. Yeah, you're right. Now, I don't know this because I never interacted with New Mexico, okay?
Right.
Okay, Jerome, this was my, I used to pay him, he was a guardian, he's a black guy from Haiti. You know, laid back, but you know, he asking, he will say the truth, a Christian guy.
What is this?
Okay, now, this is notes that I took from my notes, little things that they were attached. Some of these, they were in the, they asked me if I know this, I know some
stuff.
I used to have loose papers, you know, sometimes notes to myself, for instance, Sarah. Currently, I used to have all the time cash with me. In the house, we used to have a safe with $30,000-$40,000 at all moments, at all. Okay? A handgun that was to be in Epstein's house when he's in the house. When he flies away, put it back into the safe. And these type of things. You know, I used to handle cash account, checking account, and a credit card for gas for all the vehicles. Money was like nothing. Alfredo gave me $30,000. Go to the bank and see the envelope in the truck. Nothing.
Unreal. Was that the same thing?
Okay, no. This is okay. This is something this lady attorney asked me if I know his email addresses, and here they are: Jeffrey@mindspring.com in Palm Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Gproject@yahoo.com in New York. SororRanch@AOL.com in New Mexico. Epstein1 is in Paris. Ghislaine Maxwell. gmax1@mindspring.com. Team Newcomb, Citrix System Programmer, in-house. This is...
This is the computer guy.
Yeah. Charlie Palmer, he used to be a chef in New York. He used to go to the house, and he knows about... if you subpoena this guy, he knows what's going on in the house. Joe Pagano is a chef also from Aspen. He used to go and cook for him. Now, this is another one. Christopher is a French guy. He used to work in jet aviation. And whenever I needed some extra people moving cars, he was always available. He wanted to have my job. So he was much 2-3 years before me, so he knew a lot of things.
Gotcha. And
Secret Service personnel escorting Mr. Barak Ehud, former Prime Minister of Israel, on Jeffrey Epstein's plane. I don't know who is the Secret Service, but I'm pretty sure they can say that we were in Palm Beach and such, and not with Epstein.
What went on that plane? How's that valuable?
Because here, Mr. Epstein says, Mr. Barak, I'll fly you to New York. And some of the girls that came along the way, by your private plane.
Would be on the plane.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're thinking about a former head of state.
With these young girls.
Yeah, and I told Ms. Brad, you know, it's you can bring this guy down like in no time.
All right. What else you have?
Jean-Luc Brunel, a scout for young females, career models. This is a phone number that I don't think is in the book. David Copperfield, a magician, this phone number.
What about that?
He was in the house performing tricks, and if you subpoena him, he will say, well, they were this age or not. I'm pretty sure it's an important witness.
Okay.
Now, they were not naked when he was there, but I served them dinner, you know, and...
Yeah.
Okay, this is the phone number. David Cook. I lost contact with him. He was the chef in Palm Beach. They used to fly with Epstein when I was in Palm Beach, 2004-2005. Witness, interacted, and chat daily with underage girls.
Gotcha.
This I compiled
For
Brad.
So that's pretty much everything.
This is it.
All right, I just have a couple questions I need to go over from Brad. Just to reiterate, how'd you know what was going on with the girls? Just from you seeing them naked in the house, or?
Well, the activity starts with the phone call. Sarah usually was the one, Alfredo, and 4 o'clock, I need 2 massage tables. So I said, Luella, can you give me a hand? It was collapsible. So we used to run, put, and then disappear, because everything was supposed to be done, but we are not supposed to be seen in the second floor. And when they leave, they used to go to comedy shops or ice cream parlors or movies, a lot of movies, because they were babies. Ice cream and comedy and movies, nothing else in the house. And actually they went to, they leave the house, so Luella sometimes I have another girl I wanted to point out. I find out this is the cleaning lady that Brad asked me. Anybody else cleaning the house? Hilda. I found this. This is gonna be Twitter again. So when they leave, we used to know that the disarray, the vibrators, creamers on the floor, you know, there's no massage there, you know? I mean, sex toys. All
so
that.
You used to see the sex toys and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Right, because I read in some of the police reports that Brad had in the files, you're in charge of cleaning some of these sex toys for him?
Yeah, let me find these cleaners, okay? Francis Pedron.
Okay.
He was in the house years before me, and when Epstein would leave the house, I would call it. He would come with an army of cleaners from top to bottom, and they would find condoms, they would find, you know, this is another people.
After having these girls,
yeah,
in the house.
Okay. I'm sorry, what was your question before?
I just have a list of questions here. Just to correlate with this information you're giving me, how long ago was it that you were interviewed when you were subpoenaed? When was that?
Okay, the first time I was subpoenaed with from Palm Beach Police Department, Palm Beach Court, that was 2006, I think.
All right. And what about the FBI?
The FBI, a year after that.
A year after
that.
Yeah,
I was working for Mrs. Dunham.
And you told me about the computer that had all the images on it. You said that was downstairs.
Downstairs, yeah, next to the kitchen.
Next to the kitchen.
Yeah,
and was
Maxwell's
that
office.
Was that password protected?
I don't believe so.
So you could just go on there and
say
whatever?
I just turn it on and, you know.
And Epstein would sit at that computer?
And actually, yes. You know why I went to that computer? It's not because I was trying, I did something where I'm not supposed to. We lost power. And my computer was a shitty one, excuse me, in the staff house. So I went to the main house. I needed to send some information after a hurricane or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a camera, take the camera, download it, and send the camera to Mr. Epstein, wherever he was. So this computer was working. And one day, my wife came to Palm Beach, and I said, you want to see something? And, you know, we saw the pictures, yeah. From
did you ever see any email addresses for the girls?
They are probably in those computers.
If they haven't been wiped out by that guy, right?
Mom and parents?
Yeah.
These are very young girls. Why do you have your parents' phone number next to it?
You circle that for me, will you?
Yeah. I just put that type of thing highlighted, but you will see that why it's...
Circle it for me, though, so I know so much stuff that you have. There you go.
And there's another one you will see, parents there. You come to think, mom. And they told mom I'm in school. In public with my groceries, and I saw a shitty car on the driveway, and I called the police. I went over there and I came with the police and I said, hello, police, let me see some ID. And I didn't know. They wrote a report. And the police, they said, these people are not the masseuses. And they are young people trying to get sex.
No,
it doesn't ring a bell on my phone, I'm sorry.
The only other question I have for you is, do you know if Epstein had any hidden cameras in the house?
Yes.
He did?
Yeah.
Where were the hidden cameras at?
One in the garage, and one, this is his bed, and he used to have an alarm clock. And what was always the shutters that were closed. He was crazy about somebody peeking. And this would project the time on the wall at night. And in there was a camera.
And what did he do with the videos? You don't know?
No.
But how did you know he had a video camera now?
I saw that on the internet. The police discovered those cameras.
Oh, really? All right. But you don't know where any of that stuff would be or anything?
You know, if you contact the Citrix guy, you can subpoena him and he cannot lie, because there's some records that they won't stay, even if you erase them. I know a computer will say they're somewhere in the memory you can retrieve, hopefully, you know.
Okay.
And if he would tell the truth, he will say, yes, I was supposed to be doing this, this and that.
Anything else you think might be helpful that you didn't tell anybody about before?
You know, Paul called me, okay, you know my phone number, but I would hate to be in court or they say, is this your handwriting, please? You know, I don't know who's going to handle this, but you know, it doesn't have my name, it's my writing, but you know, just, I just want to put this behind it and let's help each other.
All right, let me get you your money, buddy.
Okay, here.
Yeah, just leave it right there for now. I'll go get your money. You can count it if you want. I might as well give you this bag to take with you. You can't walk out of here with this kind of cash. Go ahead and count it. And while you're counting it, I'm going to call Brad and see if he has any additional questions real quick before I let you go.
Hello, how are you?
Good, man. How are you doing?
Good.
Stand up.
What have you done?
We're going to talk about it.
Yeah, we're done. Go ahead. Go to the car.
We're going
to
talk about what you're doing.
We just want to... Yeah.
You have any weapons on you, Alfredo?
No, sir. No.
What about out in the car?
No, no.
Does your buddy have one?
No, sir. No, I have.
Right. Well, relax, dude. You're not in any harm right now, but we're going to talk about what's going on. Whose car is that that you guys came in?
That's my car.
There's no weapon there.
No weapon, huh?
Perfecto.
Let's see who's
there. Yeah, I see FBI everywhere.